interaction. I have four coaches always feel bad for coaches.
Not sure.
Does it have any effect on tonight's game?
Well, it could. You just don't know which way, you know. I think we have to deal with our own situation, really, with our own game. I mean, sometimes it does rattle a team one way or the other, you know. I wouldn't say rattle wouldn't be the right word, but, you know. I don't think anybody likes those things to happen, players included. It's just the way it goes.
Claude, how do you recollect Columbus plan when you took over for Hitch in that first game?
How do I recollect it?
Yeah, how did that game go from the Columbus perspective?
Oh, well, I went good. I think we ended up winning it 3-2 or 1-0. 3-2 maybe or something. Went good, but the one thing that you know when you're in that situation is you're in that situation. You have a sense of what's going on, you know, and it's really uncomfortable. It's not something you like. Didn't enjoy that at all. It was a really hard time.
You went 11-8-1 after the fire. Does it make a difference? Can a coach make a... I think it's the players more than the coach that dictate what happens to the team.
Okay, so are you asking me the question in a short term when after somebody gets released, you mean?
Yeah.
The hard part about when somebody gets released is what are you? Like, if you're the guy that comes in, are you the interim guy? In my case, I was the interim guy for the rest of the year. That's nearly impossible. Because it's like coaching with handcuffs on. You know, after whatever, 6, 7, 8 games or 15 games, they don't have to listen to you. The season's ending. And, you know, nobody knows anything. You don't know if you're going to be back, they're going to be back. So it's hard. It gets all mixed up. It gets really wild. Not wild, and it's just by the way it is, you know. It's hard. It's hard when you're a player, too, and that happens. I've been in those situations where you're a player and that happens. You know, because clearly when you're a player, the target starts to point to you, too. I think so. I think we're looking forward to playing. I think we were looking forward to battling to get a win, I think. You know, that's probably the best way to talk about it. You know, that's what we'd like, is a win, and we'd like to put our best foot forward and get ourselves a win, you know, before we get on the road. Yeah.
Very discouraged with their lack of fight. It almost seems like it's a malaise that is hitting teams this season. You play 5 or 7, and sooner or later, you're going to lay a couple eggs.
Yeah, you know what, it is, and it's funny, because I was thinking about that last night when they had lost. I think they lost since we played them, you know. And they're a good team. Like, they're a balanced team. And they really were the poster for consistency, and they hit a bump. You know, it's been a strange season this year in a lot of ways. You know, talk about that when the season's over, but it has been a strange season. And I remember I was having this conversation with my wife the other day, and I said, I remember at the beginning saying that you'd have to coach by the seat of your pants, and that's pretty much what you're doing. It's just, you know, like, this is just a different season. Do things that you just don't do, and you just kind of got to see how things are going. It's a little bit, you know, when you got an 82 game and it's, you kind of have your blocks and your things, but this year's been really strange.
You've been really disciplined in the time off. Is that, like, you've given them time off, like, a lot?
You mean me?
Yeah. Well, you're the Jets,
right? Like, right, right.
Is that a part of the bigger plan, or is that just, you know, they need time off today, or is that
thinking? I'm just thinking for the game. Right. Yeah, I'm just thinking for the game. No, I'm just trying to get the most I can out of our group, and that seems to be what you know. And I don't sit and mull it over by myself. I talk to a lot of staff, and I try to get a feel for it. And it's just about the games, you know. I mean, if we went on the way we played, I would skate us, you know, 8 hours a day some days. Just don't think that would be productive.
James Wright. Cast and company, could you go through that for us tonight? Is James Wright fighting that?
James Wright has been put on IR. Yeah. Okay, so I'll type that out. Get that blog going. Guys, hurry up. Who's going to be first?
Mark Stewart.
Mark Stewart will not be in the game.
Ron Hainsey
will not be in the game.
Corey Enstrom.
He's off IR. going to be in tonight. Peluso's week to week.
No change.
Yeah. Mario, Mew. Oh, we don't have them.
What's IR? What's, is that retroactive? Is it,
yeah, I believe it's retroactive to one day following the day that you. Yeah, just, you know, I was going to put everybody out, and I think some guys would have stayed off, and so we just made an option.
Well, I remember at the beginning of the season, you said one of the keys would be how you manage the injuries with an ever-evolving lineup.
Yeah.
Can you cover on that?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we were, and I had this conversation yesterday with one of the trainers about that. I think we've done a real good job from our training staff, from a medical standpoint, of, because that was a concern. Groins, hamstrings, especially in the early going, you know, there was a couple of keys. One was, you know, goaltending, injuries, and stuff like that. So I think we have done a good job managing that stuff. Like, we haven't had an excess number of groins and hamstrings and stuff, so. But that's what it is. Injuries are injuries. You're going to get them, and you get them. So you just deal with them.
Yeah,